This is Fresh Air. In 1960, Southern California gave birth to the sound that celebrated life at the beach, surf music. Before long, the cry, "Surf's Up," was heard all over the country. In part two of his retrospective, rock historian Ed Ward remembers when surf music rode the big wave.
Call me cynical, but I think that one reason surf music took off so slowly is that the powers that be couldn't quite figure out a way to sell it to teenagers who didn't live in California. As the Beach Boys had proved in the summer of 1962 with their hit recording of Surf and Safari, there was something to this surf stuff, but how would they sustain interest in it in places where it wasn't summer every day of the year? Well, first off, by having the Beach Boys start recording songs about cars, that other teenage phenomenon, even though 409, the B-side of Surf and Safari, barely even charted. The next gambit was a song with a proven airplay gimmick. Name every place you could think of.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Ah, and did you catch those references to products? Baggies, Huarache sandals, woodies, these were things you could buy. And as the summer of 63 got closer, they were getting bought. I have eyewitness accounts of guys in baggies, surfboards strapped to the roofs of their woodies, driving in freeway circles in such landlocked cities as Dayton, Ohio and Lubbock, Texas. Everybody was surfing USA. And the proof was that that record hit the number 3 position in March 1963. By June, the surf sound was established, so much so that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys didn't mind helping out a veteran L.A. teen act, Jan and Dean, who were trying to make the transition to the new sound. He co-wrote a song with Jan Berry, went into the studio with them, and helped them with the arrangement and vocals on their 1963 summer smash, Surf City.
Two girls.
Then Wilson sat and watched it do what no Beach Boys song had yet done, go to the very top of the charts. Surf City, though, was the surf sound. Everybody knew what that was that summer. It was those harmonies and instrumentals like the one that sat just below Surf City on the charts, performed by the Surfaris, Wipeout. Surf music was wild, it was crazy, it was teenage, and that's why the Beach Boys were very smart to break completely with the stereotype of surf music, if not its teen appeal, when they came out with their summer of 63 surf single.
Surfer girl, my baby.
The Beach Boys, perhaps sensing that the surf fad was about to go bust, never released another single about surfing again, moving on to just Cars and Girls for future releases. Not that surf music disappeared entirely, just that it once again reverted to novelty status on the radio nationally.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird.
The Trashmen's Surf and Bird, a blatant ripoff of the Rivingtons' hit The Bird is the Word earlier in the year, was the sort of thing surf music had become for most people, although various instrumentals by Dick Dale, the Ravels, and the Marquettes continued to chart in California. By the end of 1963, the Beatles were planning to give surf music a run for its money, and the Beach Boys, stuck with a silly name that would stigmatize them as pop music got more serious, were exploring what they could do with their sound.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
Three weeks after this record came out, President Kennedy was shot, and somehow, by the time the next summer came around, surf music had become uncool, something to be ashamed of. That was silly, of course. What it actually had been was American rock and roll's last burst of innocence.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.